which is between where I live and Monroeville, mm-hmm. a couple of miles, about middle ways there.
That was the Ollie School?
Ollie School. Uh-huh. O-L-L-I-E, Ollie School. Little two-room school.
And how long did you go there?
We were there about 2-3 years. That school was closed and consolidated with Excel, E-X-E-L, Excel High School. I mean, Excel School. And, of course, I graduated there.
You went from what grade to?
We stayed at Ollie until about, it seems to me, Barbara, 4th, 5th grade when the schools were consolidated with Excel.
You went to the same school in Excel?
All through high school, right. Uh-huh. Yeah. Excuse me. Okay.
Did you go to college any after you?
Not really. I enrolled in college and got homesick in 3 days and came home.
What college did you go to?
Montevallo.
Montevallo?
Uh-huh.
What were you going to study then?
I really didn't know what I wanted to do. I think I was, at that particular time, I thought I would like to be a lab technician, but I really didn't know that much. I realize now I didn't really know what I wanted to do.
Then you started working?
No, I came back home, and my father was aged over at Mexi, but he was always doing, had outside activities, and he had a pulpwood crew working. So I ran his pulpwood crew for about a year. I had always been, had helped during that summer and whatnot, and so I came back and ran the pulpwood crew about a year until the next, well, a little more, about a year. Until September of that year, and that's when they put on another operator with Daddy with the railroad. So I decided I'd quit pulpwood and go work for the railroad on a temporary basis.
You were working with your father?
Yeah, I was running his pulpwood crew. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that's working in the woods, producing wood to be shipped to the paper mills. Real colorful. But anyhow, when they decided to put on a what we call an other job, an operator, uh-huh. at his station over there to move trains in the evening and early night hours, I decided that it was just going to be temporary, that I would work for the railroad a little bit, so I did.
What was it like working for them back then? How have things changed?
Well, we went along there for years and years and nothing changed. Your accounting procedures were the same. Your book of rules is practically the same thing today that it was when I went to work. Very few changes. Then it would be, I guess within the last 12, 15 years, the accounting procedures have all changed, and they changed so fast until it's hard to keep up with them now. And then we went into the computer mm-hmm. work. And now everything, of course, that you do is fed into the computer and you punch a button and everybody on the railroad knows what you're doing. So you've lost a lot of the feeling that you're just one unit by yourself and now you've become part of a big, big thing. I think that's the biggest change that has happened in the years that I've been here. I mean, no longer can you do little things for your shippers to help them. The computer knows all about it. You've got to make just everything letter perfect according to the tariffs and the rules and all that sort of thing.
Have, like, the railroads, I don't know, maybe this is just passenger trains, but can you feel the problems that the railroads are in? I mean, the financial problems, has that affected?
We're not affected too much now, yes. Because in the years that I have been working, now, let's see, when I first started, we had around-the-clock people in Pensacola.